There are stories stretching from Kupriana to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Uganic, and Yuyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. History. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. Judge Roy Madsen piled into a boat with his three sisters and father, Charles Madsen, in April of 1933 for his first trip to the family's bear camp in Mush Bay within Uganic. He was 10 years old, and his job was to make sure that the wood stoves were continuously stoked in the tents that made up the Madsen's bear camp. In the following story, Judge Roy recalls his father's attempt at capturing a live adult bear in Uganic.
Kodiak was really just a village in those days, and in the winter times, there wasn't much to do. The big meeting place was a barber shop downtown. My father and other local men would gather there to talk, and during one of those occasions, they got to talking, debating whether or not a mature bear could be trapped alive. And of course, the consensus was that would be impossible. It couldn't happen. But my dad said, "Oh, sure, it could happen. It could be done." My dad decided he'd build his own trap, and so he got some timbers and some steel pipe. And drilled holes in the bottom of one of the timbers and put the pipes down and built a trap with a door, and it had a pin. And so that winter, after the trap was built, we used to get bacon in slabs. In those days, they could use bacon grease to cook with, but I also say they had so much of it that must have had at least a 5 gallon or more bucket full. That spring, we took the trap out to Uganic, and we put it over across the bay from the camp in Mush Bay, and put the bacon rinds were attached to the trigger of the trap, and smeared bacon grease on all the bars. And a few days later, what was not days, but in the middle of the night, we heard this horrible roaring sound. And when we got up in the morning, it was on the opposite side of the bay. There was a bear in that trap, a full-grown female with three cubs on the outside. And that was one mad bear. And so we went over there and got up on top of the trap with our guns ready, then lifted up the door. The female she was on her belly, and she started crawling, and she got to the door of the trap and finally realized that she was out and took off. And there's a steep mountain, went up there, and she took off like a bullet going up that mountain. And the cubs right behind her, and we took pictures, and he was out of sight in 10 minutes over that mountain, gone. And so my father's point was proven, and we had pictures to show it.
Imagine the happy uproar in the barber shop when Charles Madsen returned to Kodiak at the end of the guiding season with those photos. Thanks, Judge Roy, for sharing with us today. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.